I'll never forget when that curtain went up. And then, one of the most thrilling moments I ever had was when the trumpet played first call, you know. And a big laugh welled up from the audience. I turned to my wife, I said, we're in. Because if they laugh at that trumpet, I know they're with it.
It's the heartbeat of Broadway.
Another open, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for state folks to say hello. Another open of another show.
Your Heart Association, together with the station, presents The Heartbeat of Broadway. Stories of the heartaches and headaches in bringing some of the top musical productions of all time to triumph on Broadway, as told by the show people who helped make theater history. Today, in a special salute to the 1959 Heart Fund, we bring you the story behind the story of a Broadway fable, Damon Runyon's Guys and Dolls. Your narrator, the famous columnist, Earl Wilson.
Thank you. At about 11:30 p.m. on November 24th, 1950, the curtain came down on the finale of Guys and Dolls. But let's backtrack and find out how Guys and Dolls got to Broadway. Step one, the score. Here's how Frank Lesser, the genius who wrote the words and the music, got involved.
Why, my association with Guys and Dolls starts with a phone call from my friends, the producers, Feuer and Martin. So when I heard Feuer's voice on the phone and he said the magic word, Runyon, I said, let's have a meeting, and that was it.
The magic word, Runyon, soon led to Abe Burrows, who had a big and a skillful hand in writing the book. Abe, what came first, the book or the score?
In this case, Frank Lesser had 14 songs written, but I wrote a book using Frank's songs. And later, everybody spoke about the amazing integration of Guys and Dolls. Well, it was integrated because it fit, but it was an interesting experience having the songs first.
Oh, I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, and a talking in my sleep about you.
So the songs came first, and then the book, and then, of course, the guys and the dolls themselves. Here's how Vivian Blaine, who played Miss Adelaide, got the job.
Well, when I first met Cy Feuer and Ernie Martin, it was apropos of Guys and Dolls. But at that time, there was only one leading lady in it, known as Sarah Brown. They said they couldn't quite see me as the mission doll.
But a year later, Vivian had a visit from Frank Lesser.
He said, naturally, the show's been changed. There's now a woman who is in her 40s by the name of Miss Adelaide. And I said, well, thanks a lot, Sam. That's a big help. He said, well, listen to this. I want to do a song for you, which turned out to be A Person Can Develop a Cold, otherwise known as Adelaide's Lament.
So Guys and Dolls had one of its main dolls.
In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a person can develop a cold. You could spray her wherever you figure the streptococci like. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting that fish eye from the hotel clerk, a person can develop a bad, bad cold.
Now, one of the subplots in Guys and Dolls concerns the attempt of some of the guys to find a place to hold a crap game. But this is no ordinary crap game.
It's the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York.
Now, one of of the guys in the crap game was Nicely, Nicely Johnson, played so wonderfully by Stubby Kaye. This was Stubby's first introduction to the Broadway stage.
Well, I used to walk up and down the streets of Broadway in my old vaudeville days, and I used to walk into those side streets and see the theaters and the pictures of the people outside, and I said, well, maybe someday, and sure enough, after waiting and knocking my brains out in buses and trains all over the country, I finally got a little break in a Broadway show.
And the little break turned into a big showstopper.
For the people all said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. People all said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
One of the most unforgettable guys in Guys and Dolls is Nathan Detroit, created by Sam Levine. There's a wonderful story about Sam auditioning for Frank Lesser. You start it, Sam.
I went to Mr. Lesser's house, and he sat down at the piano, and he says, well, let me hear you sing. What do you know? And I said, Pony Boy. And he says, I don't believe it. Is that the only song you know? I said, yeah. He said, do you know the Star Spangled Banner? I said, not enough of it. So he said, well, let's sing Pony Boy. So I sang Pony Boy, and he got through, and he said, well, this, of course, is impossible. Now let's do it the right way. I said, this is the right. I can't do it any other way. And he fell down, and I got the job.
Well, let's face it, old Sam is not a singer. Not only can't he carry a tune, he can't even pick it up, you know.
Save a paper and sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you.
But, you know, Sam, you forgot about singing and carrying a tune because the way he did it, it was just remarkable. You forgot, was there a tune or not?
Give a holler and hate me, go ahead and hate me. I love you.
Well, right now, let's pause in our Heart Fun production to stage a scene that didn't happen in the original Guys and Dolls. Stubby Kaye, as Nicely, Nicely Johnson, is standing on the corner of Broadway and 51st Street. He's very excited about something. And just look who's coming his way.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, 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 Nathan Detroit.
Hey, Nathan, come here.
What's up, Nicely, Nicely?
I heard of a sure thing running this month, and I figured since you're such a good pal of mine...
Now, Nicely, you know I'm not a betting man. I don't gamble.
Listen to the guy talk. Did I say anything about gambling?
Well, didn't you just say you...
Never mind what I say. You listen to me.
Okay, I'm all ears. Now, what's this sure thing you got?
I'll whisper the initials. H.F.
H.F.?
Not so loud. You want everybody to hear?
All right, already. What does this H.F. stand for?
The Heart Fund.
The Heart Fund?
Shh.
What are you whispering about? Everybody knows about the Heart Fund being a sure thing this month.
Gee, and I thought I got hold of something real hot.
Well, you can bet your bottom dollar you did. Because the best way to fight heart disease is through the Heart Fund.
That's what I figured, too. After all, when we back the Heart Fund, we're putting our money on the favorite. Because the Heart Fund supports heart research, education, and community service programs throughout the whole country.
And that means we're helping all the guys and dolls from coast to coast.
Folks, since no heart is immune to heart disease, you'd better lay it on the line. Remember, when you bet on the Heart Fund, you're betting on the finest medical scientists to help save hearts and lives, perhaps your own.
Words of wisdom from a right guy. Now, folks, put your money where your heart is. Send a generous contribution to your local heart association or to Heart, care of your post office.
Remember, when you help your Heart Fund,
you help your heart.
You know, somebody once said about a musical, they're not written, they're fixed. It's a kind of an assembly job.
That's Abe Burrows again, and his point is well taken with a tune titled, If I Were a Bell.
That was originally designed for Miss Sarah.
It was just kind of straight and dull, and we pulled it out. Then we thought we'd try it again, so we gave it to Miss Adelaide to sing. Didn't work.
Isabel Bigley, the Mission Doll, then got into the act.
One night, Frank Lesser called me, and he said, you know, he said, we're going to let you do If I Were a Bell. And we rehearsed a bit, and they said, well, let's try and see what would happen if you did it if you were a little tipsy. And we put it in that night, and he never changed a thing. He said, that's it.
It came alive. It's a miraculous thing, this business of ours. How suddenly something happens that wasn't there before, you know? Amazing.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. Ask me how to describe this home.
One reason for a show going out of town before its Broadway opening, naturally, is to polish any rough edges. Now let's turn to Robert Alda, the play's Sky Masterson, to find out what happened to Guys and Dolls out of town.
We were out of town in Philadelphia for 41 shows, and 40 of the 41 shows were completely different. In other words, we continuously were making changes. You'd think we had the world's worst flop on our hands.
A flop? Not with such numbers as...
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady.
Luck be a lady.
Luck be a lady.
Roll the dice.
Roll
the dice.
After 40 different shows in Philadelphia, Guys and Dolls finally shaped up and came home to Broadway.
I'll never forget when that curtain went up. And then, one of the most thrilling moments I ever had was when the trumpet played First Call, you know. And a big laugh welled up from the audience. I turned to my wife, I said, we're in. Because if they laugh at that trumpet sound, I know they're with it.
And they were with it, right down to the finale. A show named Guys and Dolls had made Broadway history.
Call it Sam, call it Brian.
Before we bring down the curtain on our musical salute to the Hart Fund, I'd like to call back some of our stars for a final word.
This is Sam Levine reminding you that it takes all the guys and dolls from coast to coast to help fight heart disease.
This is Stubby K adding, you can do that with a contribution to your Heart Association.
This is Vivian Blaine. I'd like to add a special word to all you guys and dolls out front. As a matter of fact, I'd like to make it 7 words. Help your heart fund, help your heart.
And here's Wilson again to thank all you guys and dolls backstage for bringing us the story behind the story of Guys and Dolls. And to sign off, all I'd like to say is, folks, remember your best way to fight heart disease is through your heart fund. That's Earl Brother.
You've been listening to The Heartbeat of Broadway, presented by this station as a public service in cooperation with your Heart Association. Remember, during American Heart Month, give to your Heart Association or to Heart, care of your post office.
Thank you.